In this example, we're looking at the same set of circumstances as we were in the previous problem of the apple falling from the tree, but this problem is asking us to solve for a different variable. So step one is to read and interpret the problem. So let's read it together. Sir Isaac Newton was sitting under an apple tree when an apple fell from a branch and struck him on the head. The apple fell from a height of 3.5 meters and had an acceleration due to gravity of 9.8 meters per second squared. How long was the apple falling before it hit Newton's head? So this question isn't asking us for a velocity as the last one was, but it's asking us for a time. So this last sentence, how long was the apple falling for before it hit Newton's head, it means it's asking us for the time that the apple was in the air for, essentially. So the time that it fell off the branch to the time that it hit Newton's head. So we're going to be solving for a delta t in this problem, and in the next series of steps, we'll figure out how to solve it.